Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, my wonderful friends. And it is another delightful day to connect, and hopefully we'll be able to be on Blog Talk for the whole hour this time. Although I feel like there was good information in the 40 minutes we got last time, I do like to try to get to everybody who's here in the chat room and here on the queue. So good morning to Angel in Disguise, Trisha, and Raven Spirit Marguerite. Good morning, lovely ladies. And good morning to all of you who are listening. It's another wonderful, wonderful day as I move closer and closer to being full-time Gregory and reinventing my life and moving forward into all of the adventures. It's been really fun lately when I do my morning meditations and my morning journaling. Gregory and the Continuum are sending me all of these wondrous pictures of all the possibilities that are going to be expanding in my universe. I have no idea how any of it's going to happen. I absolutely, completely have to trust Spirit to bring it forth because I don't see how, but I just know that somehow or other, this travel, this motorhome, this fun, this chance to come meet you in different parts of the country and to expand the Gregory is here. It's here. It's happening. It's fun. So that's good morning from the Bobby this morning. And we're going to bring in the Gregory because I am curious to what they're going to say about the difference between an oracle and a psychic. I read a couple of things on the internet, but I have no idea what Gregory's going to do with it. So as always, I keep forgetting. For those of you who may listen in the future or on the archives, my name is Bobby G. I have been channeling the Gregory Continuum for 30 years now. I am expanding from what I'm doing in my life here, teaching people, doing classes, doing events, doing psychic fairs, doing private readings, to interacting more powerfully on the internet and hopefully pretty soon travel. The Gregory Continuum is a group of 12 spiritual masters that's main focus is helping our physical friends be able to expand more beautifully in your lives. Gregory coming through here. So we let Bobby speak a little bit. Now it's our turn. And you will notice, for those of you who are new to us, that there's not a huge change between the Bobby and the Gregory, for we have been working together quite powerfully for quite some time. But the information that we're able to give, she will attest, is very different than that what she is able to do. So, although she will come in frequently and say things like, and from the human perspective, this is what she has to say, because it is different from physical and non-physical. So let us take a moment to center and be here now, to allow all of you to come into this moment, to take this precious time to connect with us as we connect with you, as all of you who feel like you're in separate places connect with one another over the ethers of all that is, in the neural network of connectivity that you are in, and release the illusion of separateness and know that you are connected to a power greater than yourselves, and that all of you are connected to each other with that power, and you are part of that power, and that power is part of you. It's an interconnected neural net of electrical energy, always pulsating, always moving, always growing, always expanding. And it expands because you give us information about physical. We give you information about non-physical. We learn from you. You learn from us. And the journey of the isness of all that is, expressing itself, growing itself, learning about itself, expanding itself, continues through this interaction and exchange of information from physical to non-physical and non-physical to physical. All of us are equally an important part of what is happening here. And And many times it appears that what we have to say in your estimation is of more value than what you have to do, because we see it from a bigger perspective. But you, my darlings, are on the cutting edge of being here in physical, taking the energy that creates stars into a body in an illusion of finiteness and manifesting a life here on the planet. And those of you who are called to be with this particular teaching are wanting to expand your awareness beyond the belief that you only go around once, this is all you get, that you're stuck here, that you have no choice, and that it's happening to you, to increase your ability to understand that all of life happens through you. And your thoughts, your actions, your choices, your decisions, your dreams, and your resistance, all of it together, how you navigate that determines the life you have. Now, the information we were just giving is oracle information. It is a broader perspective that allows you to feel and sense and visualize information in an expansive way that increases your capacity to navigate your life and to be powerfully, powerfully, powerfully involved and conscious and choice-making in your life. This is very important because you're the master of your life. You're the one making the decisions. We give input. We're always available to you. We help you with that broader perspective. But it is not our intent to give you specifics. We will sometimes say one job feels better than another. We will sometimes say we see people out there for you. We will sometimes say maybe you might want to rethink that interaction and consider this interaction. But we rarely give you specific instructions on what you should do unless they're exercises to help grow you. We do give lots of those. The psychic realm is more about giving you specific information about who you might meet, what you might do, who you might go to, how this might happen. And in the moment they are giving that information, it could be incredibly accurate because some people are very, very gifted at seeing the eddies and currents of the future and being able to predict that if you continue on this path, this, and this might happen. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is for those of you who need specific, sometimes exactly where you need to go to give you a sense of security and stability that there is someone who can see where you need to go and what you need to do. But we want you to remember whenever you get information like that, to check inside to see whether or not it feels accurate for you. Because it is your vortex and your ability to read their reading that gives you the information that you need. And you need to pay attention because, as in all things, anyone who is reading from the non-physical to physical is running it through the vehicle of the body, of their mind, of their words, of their thoughts, of their pictures, and doing the best they can to give you an accurate interpretation of what they are observing or seeing or feeling. But what you need to know is it is an interpretation. That's why Esther sounds different than Bobby, sounds different than Kelly, sounds different than Bashir, sounds different than Eckhart Tolle, because each of these individuals is channeling the information through the beingness of them. And depending on what level they're able to translate and allow spirit to come through, you get a feeling and a sense. So they're interpreting, and here's the clincher. Then you're interpreting what they're interpreting. And so you can see that it's a little like the game of gossip. There's a little bit of a breakdown with each interpretation. That is why most of the work that we are doing with our physical friends is to help you be able to find a way to channel your own information, to be able to discern your own gifts, to be able to hear, feel, sense, see the information that you need to see from spirit so that you get an inkling. And we love that many of you will get those inklings and then come here for kind of a validation, because we can use the Bobby to validate what you've gotten. But it's important that whatever you get from Bobby or any other reader, you see, sense, feel, and trust your own intuitive abilities. And that is the difference from the oracle readings, because we want to give energy, opportunity, possibilities, and growth for you to be in that space where you are expanding and moving powerfully into your own ability to discern the messages from spirit. So that is our Gregory input. And Sharon, if you're listening and you're still open to doing this, it would be delightful for you to put this up on the YouTube, because we feel we've done a rather delightful job of explaining a lot of important information today. And Bobby has still not figured all that stuff out yet, my darling. So yes, yes, yes. All right. So we see, as we open the eyes, that Queen Goddess is in the house, along with Sharon and Raven Spirit in the chat room. And we see that Kelly must be somewhere around, because we have names on the switchboard. Kelly, my darling, we have you down here. And you got our message that we're not going to be able to do our mastermind because we have an emergency reading to do today. So we'll connect on Monday. All right. And 917 got bumped down. Okay. So hopefully Blog Talk's going to let people stick around, and we're going to jump in and start. Oops. But Kelly, thank you for that message. A little bit to tell you all that Kelly Lunt and I are available on YouTube, noon her time, 9 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. AM to do YouTubes. You get double joy. Kelly Lunt and me, that's at YouTube/Kelly Lunt. On Monday mornings, you get to see us and participate. Kelly reads the switchboard and we both take turns channeling, and we just have fun. It's great joy. And for any of you who are interested in private readings, you always know that you can go to www.bobbyg.com/readings. Or just trip around my website and see all the beautiful things that we have going there. All righty. And you can just sign up for the readings right there. You click some buttons, you put in your information, you pay, and I hear about it, and we get to do it either through Skype, if you like just talking, or through Zoom TV, and I'll walk you through that if you need to. Okay, it says I'm disconnected. Can you hear me? Oh, re-entry. Okay, please re-enter me. Oh. Darlings, can you hear me? I Gavalt.
Bobby, we can hear you.
You can. Okay, good, because yeah, it clicked me out of the chat room. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Then I am going to jump up here, even though my chat room appears to be blank, and I'm going to start doing readings. All right. Good morning, Annalisa.
Good morning, Bobby G.
How are you, darling?
I'm good.
Yeah, you got up early. You're number one today.
I got up at 5 this morning, and I'm still having a hard time going to bed early But I love being up early. But I love staying up late. It's crazy, but I do love the dawn. My goodness.
Yes.
So I'm working on shifting that. But yeah, when I get up early, the body isn't as heavy. When I sleep a full 7 hours, 8 hours, the body feels heavier. So I'm trying to find that sweet spot.
Yes. Good point. Good point.
Yes. May I ask for a weather report with the knowing that I have a visitor coming early next week?
Balance your energy before the visitor arrives. Line up the integrity of your body with the chakra alignment and your energy. It is important that you be focused, centered, and aware of what is in your highest and best interest. It is important that you align your wants, your desires, and your needs so that even though the other individual is there, you're still being true to self. Do you understand, Annalisa?
Yes.
Yes. So if you stay focused and true to yourself, it will be an enjoyable visit. If you get pulled off course, it's going to scatter your energy and you don't want that. All right? So the weather is clear skies as long as you're focusing on the sun.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
my darling. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. This is so bizarre. We're just going to, I'm not going to do anything for fear it'll kick me off. I'm going over here to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Apparently, all right. Gregory has a message for me because they set everything up for me to have today off and be home alone and everything worked out.
Yes. 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 Okay, Sarah. Okay, just a minute. Third eye. Looking to see what your future holds. Looking to be more open to the possibilities. Looking to focus on your path instead of the path of those around you. It is easy for you to get distracted with the needs of those you love. What we want you to do is focus more powerfully on your needs. In an airplane, when you ride and they say if there's any danger, first put the mask on yourself before the other so that you are strong and you have the oxygen and the strength to help the individual you want to help. It is time right now for you, Sarah, to put the oxygen mask on yourself to build the strength, to make the decisions, to focus in the directions you need to focus for you before you take care of everybody else. Do you understand my point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is our message for you, sweet one. Pay attention to you. Take care of you.
I keep getting hung up because there's all these things I want to get for myself and do for myself that I could put on a credit card right now, but then I'm worried that I'm going to get further and further into debt, so I'm kind of in the stuck spot of whether I should go for it or not.
Not. Because what's happening is you're sending out emotional escrow for what you want. You're sending out and creating, you're telling the universe what you want. Then the egoic self says, but I don't have my chocolate yet, and goes out and charges it. When you go out and charge it, you're affirming you don't believe the universe is really going to bring it to you, so you're going to go charge it and get it now. What you want to do is be in the space of being in the juice of the creativity of the things you want and just wanting it and being delighted that it's there and saying, wow, I have no idea how the universe is going to bring it to me, but I'm not going to have to go into debt for this. There's going to be money coming to me. I don't know how, but there's going to be a change. Maybe somebody's going to hand it to me. And if you get in the way, darling, you'll get the stuff, but then you'll be encumbered and negative. So remember, charge is affirming that the universe isn't going to give you what you want, and you have to do it this way.
Okay.
So keep putting it into emotional escrow and keep looking for ways that the universe can bring this to you, knowing that you don't have to have it now, and it'll be delightful when you get it then. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, my darling. Yes. Step
Thank
away
you.
From the credit cards.
I know, it's so hard.
I know. Been there, done that. Ain't going back, darling. Okay, Tara. We'll catch you
Thank
later,
you.
Darling. That's our Sarah, and she has been instrumental in helping Roger and I move to the Red Bluff Gratitude Center to bring our gifts there, and we will be there the 28th for anybody who is interested. Roger's going to be teaching a class on how to move through illusions of lack and blocks into your spiritual gifts on the 28th at the Gratitude Center. And check my website. You'll be able to find out www.bobbyg.com and go into events or do /Red Bluff and you'll be able to find out about it and sign up for it. It's an in-person thing in Red Bluff though. And we have the queen here. Whoops, nope. We have Marguerite. I don't know if she's able to listen because my chat room is blank, but I'm doing a reading for Marguerite and hopefully she will get this. She will. Okay. So, moving forward into the ethers of all that is, Marguerite, settling, being in the moment of the heart's reflection, allowing your vibration to center you up and bring you forward. The time of rest is past. The time for action is presented. The time to move forward on the visions and the plans and the dreams is now. Release, let go of the past and move forward into your now. Present yourself with the present of the presence. And that is for our darling Marguerite. Okay, and let's go over here to the queen. Good morning, my queen.
Greatest rising, Gregory, and the continuum, and the oracle, Bobby G.
Yes.
How is everyone?
Everyone is fantastically beautiful and wondrous. Although we haven't gotten any notifications that you're still doing YouTube. Are we off the list or are you taking a break?
You need to ring my bell. I put something up about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And there's a bell there. There's a bell and it's different now. So you need to ring my bell so you can stay in tune with me.
Okay. All right, We will do so. So what can we do for you, our darling queen?
You can bring it.
Bring it out.
So much.
All right.
Bring it on. So much is like, whoa, overflowing, and I accept it. I have more cups to, and with the overflow, to catch the overflow, to let the overflow flow and keep flowing into the earth and a continual cycle. It's all is great. All is great. All is good.
It is. And you are in a powerful, powerful growth cycle right now, my darling. And we see this expanding, and the only information that your guides and we want to communicate is that you stay in this place of knowing that you can, in fact, expand exponentially even more than you already have. Sometimes it is the egoic self will see all you've done and all you're going to do and begin to feel overwhelmed. And when that happens, you know, but we're still going to remind you, it is information for you to reconnect in with spirit, because spirit is doing 90% of what you're physically doing. And when ego feels it has to do it, it sometimes goes, wow, there's so much. I mean, I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to do this. And you've done very well at going, hold it, no, you don't. I'm aligned with spirit. And we want to tell you that it is going to continue to expand because you've called it forward. You've called it forward and you've said it's time. And you know that we feel it is time for the growth of humankind. And you are a huge part of that, my darling. So jump on the boat. Enjoy the ride and let us drive.
And so I shall, so I will. And I'm so happy that you are expanding as well. It's beautiful to witness. And I also have enough subscribers now that I can do YouTube Live. So that will be forthcoming. And the information that Kelly shared on her last video about how she rose to the top, I have taken to heart. So there will be some free something. I don't know what. Yes.
Excellent.
Besides free space. Yes.
Excellent.
So all is
excellent.
Well. All is
excellent.
Well. And thank you so
my
much
darling.
For the reminder.
You're welcome. And I love our continuum of physical beings. This is Bobby. All of us helping one another to move forward. And Gregory's over there going, yay team, yay team.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Blessings,
thank
my
you.
Darling. We'll be
blessings.
In touch.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Namaste. Okay. And a swallow for the Bobby. I miss my chat room. I can't see people chatting. But I'm afraid to click it off and restart it for fear I'll click off the show. So if y'all are listening in the chat room, I love you. I miss you. And we're going over here to Nathaniel. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, and how are you, my dear friend?
Well, I'm a little shaken up. I'm doing pretty good, but I was attacked in a road rage incident yesterday at work in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy thought I was trying to stop. I kind of was trying. He was tailgating everyone, and he thought I was trying to slow down so he wouldn't get in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulled ahead of me, and then he slammed on his brakes. And I shut the brakes on and stopped it fine. But we pulled up to the light over there on Dyer and Main in Santa Ana. And he got out of the car and said, oh, you were trying to do this. So he got out and he knifed my tire right at the stoplight. And then
so
he pulled away, ran the red light.
What did you do with that, Nathaniel? How are you holding that so that his rage is his rage and doesn't belong to you?
You know, I was glad it wasn't my car. I didn't have to deal with the, damage or anything. I seemed to be pretty calm about it, but I just thought I'd check in. or at least a checker on this, because I just don't know.
What we want to let you know, there is a belief system out there that you create everything in your reality. And you do create a lot in your reality, but you don't have the power over a hurricane. And you cannot navigate every single human being and 9 billion people on the planet. There are individuals who, let's put it this way, the Dalai Lama couldn't stop the Chinese. Okay? Sometimes you're at the effect of energies that are going on in the universe that you didn't necessarily call this person in because you were in rage or because you were thinking wrong or you didn't pray enough or whatever the belief system is that people have. Sometimes you're in a place where there's an energy happening and your awareness can sometimes help you circumvent and move away from that, but other times you get caught in the maelstrom of somebody else's crazy, okay? And that's what we see, Nathaniel, is in this particular incident. We're not picking up anything that you were in a rageful place. We're not picking up anything that you were in a place that was drawing that energy to you. This individual was just looking for anybody, and you happened to be the anybody that showed up in that moment. And in reality, we thank you for being the anybody, because had he moved on to a couple of other individuals that he was targeting, it would have been way more traumatic for them, and there could have been an altercation with another. So in some ways, your ability, even though it was upsetting, to stay focused and not engage and not own that this man's crazy belonged to you, you were able to navigate that situation better than some of the other people that this person was in the process of targeting. Do you understand?
I can really see that, because I'm kind of calm. I have a dentist appointment. I kind of want to weasel out of today, because I don't want to sit in the air. I kind of want to just kind of recuperate, and I don't. It's a new dentist too. It's a I don't know. It's kind of a substitute dentist, and I don't really want to get novocated up, and it's just a filling, a couple of fillings.
Yeah.
But I'm really not thinking I really want to do that today. Because I kind of want to
breathe, focus, center up your energy. And whenever the picture of all that story comes up, we want you to release it. We don't want you to keep, you've told the story, you've shared what's happened, but each time you want to share it enough to debrief it, but you don't want to live in it. So you want to release his energy to him, let it go. That's his stuff. When you start to feel, why me, release it. You just happen to be there. When you start to feel anger, that's you reacting to his anger. Release it. You need the time today, Nathaniel. We agree that you need the time to just kind of debrief and be in yourself.
For the most part, just forget about it.
Debrief it.
Remember
it until it's done. Release it. Debrief it. Only a little until it's done.
Yeah.
Because after you've debriefed it three times, it becomes a story. Three times is debriefing, then it becomes a story. Now it's your point to just release, let go, release, let go. It's his stuff. His stuff. All right? Excellent. Glad we could be here for you, Nathaniel. Blessings, my darling.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. That is our Nathaniel. And Yvette slept in again this morning. Good morning, Yvette. Wake up!
Thank you for being there.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. I'm gonna take a deep breath, Gregory. What do you have for me?
Yeah. Let us be in the moment. with Yvette. Centering, 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 centering solar plexus. Centering, 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 centering on the heart. Solar plexus, heart, exchange, interaction. Being awake, aware. Heart wanting expression, allowing verbalization. Noticing energy in the solar plexus reacting to the environment, allowing that information to come in to you so it can move up to the heart to be processed, up to the throat to be spoken, up to the mind to be known. Centering the, there's a big energy I'm feeling, Yvette, just this huge, huge energy. A little bit in the solar plexus, huge in the heart. And I'm feeling this corridor from the core, the ground chakra on up. Not so much the ground chakra, from the solar plexus on up through the top of the head. And above you, I see this angelic person, figure, energy. It's like pouring information in. Oh, got it. Okay. So the angelic energy up here is needing you to clear out the chakra energies in the middle of the body.
Okay.
So it can pour more information in through the crown chakra on down to the body and into the awakening for you. There's a powerful awakening that she's wanting to expand on that you've been working with, but there's been some blockage. And if you can clear the blockage, visualize some golden light spiraling down from the crown chakra down through the body, kind of like a Roto-Rooter, you know, cleaning out your energy vortex. So there's an even flow, and then ask her, what is the message you're wanting me to receive? So
Absolutely.
First do the visualization, the clearing, the energy vortex clearing. More than a visualization, we want an actual energy vortex. And then when you get that cleared out, then reach up and ask her, what is the message? All right?
Exactly. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Blessings. And let us know how that came out next week.
Will.
All right.
I will. Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Just a minute. Okay. That way I'll remember. And we're just moving on down the line to Concha here. Good morning, Concha.
Good morning, Gregory. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes.
La, 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 la. How are you, my darling? Well, we know you're fantastic. Do you realize it?
Yes. I am doing fantastic, darling.
Yes.
You know, I am doing very well. And you know, I'm ready to step into even deeper into my authenticity, even deeper into my desires for this experience. And I've noticed that I've expanded my heart chakra so much, especially after this float experience that I've had, and then I had a dream about it that night. And it was just so much love that I could cry. And I think I did cry. And it was so amazing. And I'm wanting to step deeper into something that is so powerful and so impactful for people that want it and need it. And I have a feeling that it has something to do with my virtual yoga studio. I'm connecting the dots, of course. My physical mind is not very I can't predict the future with it, but I can feel mm-hmm. into it, and I'm feeling into it, and it feels really good. And I'm just wondering if there's any messages, any general message, anything that can give me some peace, some understanding, some movement forward, some clarity.
We wish that we could give that to you right now, Kancha, but you are in limbo land. And the value of limbo land, if you can enjoy it, is to be in that place where you feel the energies happening, where you appreciate the dreams and the beauty and the movement, and you know, you just know it's going to happen, but you don't know what is going to happen just yet. And in order for you to line up with all the possible what's, it's important that you be able to just hang out in limbo land for a little bit. Pay attention, notice. You're like you're a sleuth on a journey, uncovering a mystery. The challenge is, it's not your job to think it through. It's your job to pay attention to the clues, to the possibilities, to the opportunities without having to act on them immediately. Because if you jump to conclusions too soon, then you're going to go on a path that'll still teach you a lesson. We don't have a problem with it, but it's not going to line up the way you really want it to. If you can hang out here in limbo land a while longer, just being in the energy and knowing that spirit's doing its job, and by your paying attention, you're doing your job. We're going to share a little bit from what Bobby is going through is very similar to what you're going through as mm-hmm. she closes down and retires her therapy practice and mm-hmm. lets go. Okay, let's give you an example of what happened last night. In her dream, she started to wake up and started to go through the fear she woke up about letting go. And then she called in and said, give me something more. And we were able to send her pictures of possibilities, multiple pictures of possibilities. And as the multiple pictures of possibility came through, what she doesn't know, she's learning just now as we're telling her, she was able to do in the dream state, is she was able to flow through those possibilities without having to make a physical decision. Mm-hmm. The challenge is in your waking time, the egoic mind says, okay, you got all these great pictures. Which one are we going to work on? And right now, she's not going to work on any of them, and neither should you. Right now, you should just be in that space of noticing, of feeling, of paying attention, and creating the emotional vortex that Abraham talks about, where you put your wants in there. But the thing is, your wants are so elusive right now, you can't pinpoint it. So it's not like, I want a car, I want to travel. Yeah. How am I going to travel? Well, there's a multitude of ways to travel. But if you want a car, we can help you get a car. But that may not take you where you want to go or how you want to go. So we suggest, from the oracle perspective rather than the psychic, from the oracle perspective, we want you to stay in limbo land for a while longer, Kancha, to notice the possibilities, to be in the energy, to keep moving forward in your day-to-day journey with your yoga studio and with the stuff you're doing with connecting, but just be in that open space, knowing that it is coming to fruition, but you can't see exactly how it's going to come together. Because, Kancha, 10 years ago, you couldn't see that you'd be where you're at right now. There was no way for you. You could not have imaged where you've gotten to now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the journey you're on right now. So for right now, my darling, be in limbo land. We're not going to give you specifics, because specifics will get you a car when what you really want is infinite travel.
Yeah, totally. Yep, very clear.
All right, my darling.
It.
Thank you're welcome, you darling. Blessings, blessings.
Blessings. Namaste.
Namaste. And that message was for several other people on this call. It was couched for Concha, but we want you to really listen. And a couple of people who will be listening on the archives, that's a powerful message for you. Run it through your system, feel the energy, apply it to your life so that you can utilize. This is a multidimensional message for multidimensional beings and multiple people. All right, so we're going to move on down the line here to Sharoni. Good morning, Sharon. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am fantastic. Life is good and only getting more fantastic.
You betcha, girlfriend. What can we do for you this morning, darling?
Well, kind of on the same kind of a theme, but maybe from the beginning, is there a guide, instructions, process to help me and everyone else overcome the identity with smallness? How do we step out of our smallness into the largeness?
Okay. Excellent question, Sharon. The way you do that is when you're feeling small, when you're feeling less than, you stop, you take a breath, and you tell yourself, that is not my reality. That is not my truth. It's not that you disown the inner child when that part is needing to be acknowledged, but you redirect yourself to the woman you have become, to the being you have expanded into, and you begin to notice your strengths. You begin to notice what you have done to get to where you are now. And you utilize your successes to help you understand the increase in successes that is awaiting you. So a lot of it is self-talk, but it's also deeper than that. It's being in a place where your heart just knows that you're more than the little words and the little thoughts and the little feelings. And sometimes it requires you to give yourself a big hug and reassure yourself that all is well and moving forward powerfully. And when you see yourself behaving in small ways towards other people, you give yourself a break and say, okay, well, that's an example of how I don't want to proceed in life. And it's a lesson for me to go, okay, this triggered that and that triggered that. But you know what? I don't have to live here because I have other options. It's like in the dream last night, when Bobby was half awake and starting to think of all the fear thoughts, and one right after the other cascading, fear thoughts of herself, of her family, of it. Her mind was just going for every fear thought it could. And even in a half-wake, half-dream state, Bobby said, this is not helpful. I want to reach for a bigger dream and a bigger possibility. Had she been awake, she would have started speaking to herself about the possibilities that are open and available. But in the dream, we were able to do it. So that is some of our suggestions, Sharon. When you notice you're there, first acknowledge yourself for noticing you're there. Because a lot of times what our physical friends do is they're in that small place and they think, this is reality. This is what I really am. I'm stuck here. I can't get anywhere. Or they go, darn it, I'm back here again. How can I get back here? And what we want you to do, my darling, is going, oh, good awareness, Sharon. Good awareness. That smallness feeling is happening. All righty, been there, done that. Love me even when I'm that way. And my next step is I am a magnificent, beautiful individual, a powerful individual who is opening to the new possibilities. Even though I don't feel it in this second, I'm going to feel it by moving up the emotional ladder one step at a time. And if you need to go get the Abraham thing that moves you up the ladder, utilize that.
Okay.
All right. Does that help, Sharon?
It does. Thank you so much. And I did get the message, and I will clip that for you.
All right, darling. Thank you.
You betcha.
Blessings.
Namaste,
thank you.
My dear friends.
Namaste. Namaste.
Okay, so that's our darling Sharon. And I'm sure Marguerite and Sharon are saying hi to each other because they always do. Then we're going to Trisha. Good morning, Trisha.
Oh, hi. It's lovely to talk to you again. Bobby, I wanted to ask, I'm doing some preparation for my daughter arriving in August. And so I'm just wanting an energy on her coming over and our 2 weeks together.
It's going to be an interesting time, Trisha, because there's a part of being with you that fills her up, and she so adores it, but she's in a space where she wants to individuate, and she's needing to find her own answers, and she needs her mommy, but she needs to be a full-grown woman too. Do you understand? It's like on she's reaching out for your energy. On the other hand, it has to be on her terms. Our best suggestion for you is to do a lot more listening than talking. Do a lot more. Be the oracle for her, Sharon. Be the oracle for her, Trisha. Be the oracle who opens energy and guides through questions and just listens. Just listens. If she asks, make your answers brief and succinct, and then check with her what she heard or how that resonated, if she's open to that. So make it fun, make it light, let her be the one in charge, because she needs your energy, but she also needs to be her own self. Do you understand?
Yes, she's just developed so much behind my back because I don't. In New Zealand, and I'm so proud of her. She just got another promotion in her company, and you know, she's feeling good about herself. So, and she's buying the ticket. Well, I helped her out in other ways, but so it's her thing. It's her trip, and I will totally respect that. Yeah, thank you, Bobby. That was one.
You're welcome. And you're welcome, darling.
It'll keep my head around it for the next few weeks, so that I'm totally in that preparated state instead of, you know, because it's a bombardment on my silence as well. Anyway, yes, thank you.
Blessings, okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, all righty, so we're moving on down the line here to our darling Kelly. Hey, Kelly, thank you.
Hello, most welcome.
Yeah, for giving me all the names. And while I got you on, it's YouTube/Kelly Lunt for our Monday morning, my time, 9 a.m., Kelly, 12 noon. Bobby, Kelly Extravaganza.
I love it. It's fun to do joint reads.
It is. I think I just love the way we play off each other and grow each other and everybody else in the room. It is fun. Oh, and while I'm doing that, yes, if you want private readings, www.bobbyg.com/readings for me. So Kelly, thank you. I forget these offerings as I get so busy doing readings. So what can I do for you, my darling Kelly, this beautiful morning, since we don't get to connect in an hour?
I know. I'm bummed, but hey, life happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always open to a message about my business to help me. I now see how it's the same energetic lesson in business and love. The business getting used to having more downtime and trusting that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the relationship, it's the winding down the energy of the last boyfriend and calling in the energy of the new one. I would just love a general and a vibe tweak up on that.
Okay. With the business, we need you to find another word besides downtime.
Personal time.
Yes.
Family time.
Yes.
Time to enjoy my personal time and find a delicious man who I'm going to create a wonderful family with.
Yes. So what we want you to know is the minute you said business, we saw a jump to hyperdrive in energy. Okay, so be prepared. There is a jump to hyperdrive for more possibilities. You have created an emotional escrow, Kelly, that has, it's got a life of its own now. And you still need to do some of what you're doing to keep that going. But see, you love doing it so much. It's not an effort anymore. You like the channeling. You like the connection. You like your community. You like doing your, now you're even liking doing the writings. So all of that is creating this beautiful emotional escrow. And when you say the business, it's just like this light jump into warp speed that will be happening over the next year with all that you are doing. Okay. That being said, creating the space for the love life is what you're doing. It's not downtime, but it's creating the space for relational, personal time. And you're getting better at that. You're taking times where you're going, okay, I need to be over here. No, I need to go see this person. No, I need to spend some time here. You're noticing when you're being called to these different energies to play, to have fun, to keep yourself in that vibrancy, because what's going to draw the mate that you want in is when you're in fun time, when you're in play time, when you're in that emotional vibration that is enjoying life. Because Kelly, you want somebody who knows how to enjoy life. You don't just want a mate. You can find one of those on any corner. But you don't want just somebody. You want somebody who knows how to enjoy life, somebody who's open to exploration, somebody who's open to growth, somebody who appreciates what you do and can support you in what you're doing and will acknowledge the value of what you do, so that when you are to the point where you have the husband and the kids, you can also do the readings and you can also do the classes and you can also fit that in, so that there's an ebb and flow with all of it. Because there's a way, the way you've structured this, you don't have to spend 24/7 in a 9-to-5 job. You've created a vortex where you can play and have financial remuneration come to you.
Oh, thank you for the affirmation and validation and vibe bump up.
Yes, yes, yes. You are doing it. You are doing it, Kelly. We want to powerfully acknowledge you. And George is over there clapping his hands saying, good job, Gregory.
Because I won't listen to George on my own. I love you, George, too.
Yep, yep. He has his ways of getting through to you one way or another, Kelly.
Well, I feel rest assured now. Thank you, Gregory, for delivering George's message. Love you both. One, thank you, Bobby G.
Yes. Blessings, Kelly. Blessings. We'll see you on Monday, darling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. If we're not in touch in between, Monday sounds like a million miles away for me not to be in touch with Kelly. Huh, don't know how that's going to go, but I'm just going to go with the flow. Well, we have Jessica.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, Jessica. Just a second. I need to tell Joe I'm still going to get to you. And 267. They're going to kick me off the air. Well, they don't kick me off the air. The show is going to pretend to end, and I'm going to get to all three of you before I go off to my doctor's appointment. So, yes, Jessica, now it's your turn.
Yay.
What can we do for you, Jessica?
So I was guided by Spirit many months ago, maybe even a year or more, to raise my rates for my private sessions and packages and stuff like that. Now I am doing events locally and looking to build up my practice again. And Spirit has been guiding me for the people who come to these local events to have a lower rate. And I'm just sort of, I know there's maybe some kind of old thinking in there as well, but I just, one, I don't think that even the people can pay what my lower rate is. And two, I'm kind of gathering people through Meetup. And I don't know if they're really interested in private sessions or things, you know, they're still kind of getting to know what I do or, so anything you can share about that.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So Jessica, when you're looking at how much to charge, you have to pay attention to, yes, there is some old thinking there, but there's also guidance from spirit. And trying to discern between old thinking and guidance from spirit is a challenge. We're going to tell you what we once told when Kelly was asking us this question, and we told her, if you don't charge it, you can't get it. So you have to decide how much you feel comfortable with in each situation. Sometimes when you're in a local area, there's the saying that if you go to another town, you're an expert, but in your local area, you're just you. And sometimes that's true and sometimes it isn't. You have to feel into what feels appropriate. The most important thing is don't diminish your gifts. And the thinking needs to be not what they can afford, as much as, oh, Kelly had put it beautifully, and we're not quite getting the words, but it's instead of thinking, can they afford it? It's what do I feel is appropriate for me to give this gift? What sort of remuneration feels appropriate to me for my time, for my energy, for what I have to give? And if you have to kind of interweave what's appropriate for you where you're at in each situation. So it's not inappropriate in our estimation that you'd be charging one thing in one market and one thing in another market. That sometimes is just the way things are. There will be people who will come to you and you'll say, I need to do this for this amount versus that amount. The only thing we want you to pay attention to is if you're thinking because they can't afford it, you've made a decision for them that they need to make for themselves. We're going to share a situation that Bobby had many years ago. There was a client who was seeing her on an insurance freebie thing, and then that ran out. And so Bobby said, well, I know you can't afford this, so I'll charge that. And the lady looked at her and she said, you just insulted me. And Bobby was shocked because she thought she was doing her a favor. And she said, you're assuming that I can't create that for myself. And it was a huge lesson for Bobby about making assumptions about what other people can and can't afford. That is not her business. We have been telling her that forever. She needs to decide what is appropriate for the services, and we will bring her who needs those services and will find a way to afford. Okay. So tell us what you heard there, Jessica, because it gave you a lot of information.
Yeah, it's things that I've heard before, but it's always obviously good to hear it again. What's kicking up for me is that for the longest time, I was marketing myself, you know, helping people with love and relationships. P.S. Kelly can get in touch with me. Now I don't really even talk about that area anymore. Like, I'm thinking about planning a class that has to do with how I healed my thyroid. So I'm talking about like health and happiness. And so I feel like, you know, I kind of had my marketing all set up and I was all good to go and in the zone, ready to be back out again. And then spirit's like, okay, now we're kind of just not, we're talking about general happiness with life. So I think that is sort of what has been, so that's what sort of was kicking up when you were talking of like, well,
okay.
Yeah.
So again, don't let the fact that you've changed. Let's give you another example. Wayne Dyer, he wrote his first book, Your Erroneous Zones, and it was a psychological book. And the next time he went to write a book, it was more into the metaphysics. And everybody was telling him, no, no, you're in the psychology field. You can't go over to the metaphysics. People won't want to read your books. And Wayne knew, I can't write another book about psychology. It's not what's calling me. I need to write a book about metaphysics. I need to go into this spiritual realm. I need it. And every time Wayne would change directions, his publishers would get upset because they want him in a niche and he wouldn't be in a niche. But I'll tell you one thing, for sure, Wayne didn't change the price of his books each time he changed directions.
I love that story. Thank you.
Okay. So
thank you very much. Yes.
And a wonderful book. This is Bobby coming through for a minute. If you haven't listened to Wayne's, well, I do it through audiobook. I can see clearly now. He goes over his life and talks about how he moved from one to the other, to the other, to the other, letting spirit guide him. It's a good read.
Oh, wow. I never knew that. That's what that book was about. Okay. I'll take a look at it. Maybe it's on YouTube or something. I'll listen to
it
a little bit.
It might be. Okay. Blessings,
great.
Jessica.
Thank you very much. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And another question that was for many more people here, and somebody just clicked off. I'm sorry, 29267 didn't believe. Okay. Joe, we're going to take you for our last caller then.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
So I actually have two questions, and I'm hoping – it's okay. My first question is, I'm a teacher and I've got about 2.5 weeks left before school, and I've been sitting looking at the computer for 2 weeks in like house arrest and finding other things to do. And I self-sabotage. And then, I went and got a new dog. And then again, I'm going through even more anxiety going, oh, my God, did I do the right thing? Am I going to be available? Because then at work, they're giving me even more responsibility. And there's just all these things coming up that I'm just second guessing and worrying and just wondering how can I get through this self-sabotage to actually get my work done.
Okay.
And am I doing the right stuff for my, did I do the right thing in getting a dog?
Well, the dog was a lovely distraction. And you've got it now. And so being able to find a way to manage that is a sideline to the rest of your question. So what we're hearing is you're wanting to do something besides teaching. Is that correct?
No, I'm a teacher right now.
Okay,
And I'm having a really hard time doing my lesson plans. I can't even sit down and get started. I've been trying for a good 3 weeks, and I don't know what's stopping me. There's a fear involved. Go ahead.
Joe, there is a process that... have you heard of the EFT tapping technique?
Yes.
Okay. If you use the EFT tapping technique, going through the meridians of the body, there's another process that we teach in our classes, but we're going to go with the EFT because you can find that on the internet. And the question you want to ask is, what do I fear will happen if I complete my lesson plan? It sounds silly, but just go through and do the tapping on it. Or you can just do scribbling back and forth. What do I fear will happen if I complete my lesson plan? And then just let the words flow. And whatever the first fear is, like I'm afraid that it won't be good enough. What do I fear if it's not good enough? What do I fear then? You follow the rabbit trail of the fear thought until you find out what it is you're afraid of. Because there's a fear that you need to uncover that's getting in the way of you doing the plan. And you're probably going to find answers that you're going to go, my God, my brain is thinking that. But it is the subconscious fears that may not be realistic or sensible. So don't edit them. Just go ahead and do it. And if you aren't able to do this process and it doesn't work for you, this is one of those times where you could, if you wanted to sign up for a private reading, I would show you how to do the eye movement and walk you through doing this. But I'm going to give you the suggestion to see if you can do it yourself. What do I fear will happen if I finish this plan? You've got to find out the fear or you won't be able to get through it. Okay.
Well, I know. I feel I'm not good enough. I just don't feel like I'm I just never feel worthy, like I'm good enough.
But there's more to it than that. The process takes, I don't have time to do it on the air, but the process takes, that's the beginning step. Then there's other steps, that other fears behind that one. Trust me on this. I've done this for a living.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So try it. See what other fears come up. And if I'm not good enough, what do I fear will happen? And if that happens, what do I fear will happen? See if you can do it on your own. And if you can't, and you want to sign up for a reading, you can go to my website.
Yes, thank you. And the other thing was, is they added on more responsibility to me at work. And I just, there's the anxiety there that it's like, oh my God, am I going to be too overwhelmed?
And our suggestion from you, from the Gregory, is if you're too overwhelmed, tell them no. If you accept what they say you have to do, they will give you as much as you will take. That's just what they do. And you have more power to say, I can't handle that. I need to not do it. The people who speak up are the ones who don't get dumped with stuff. The people who say, oh, I guess I got to do it, are the ones who get dumped with stuff. Do you understand?
So would it be a good idea to start it and see if it's something I can handle and learn something along the way and then make
that
decision?
That's up to you. It's if you're afraid you can't and you find out you can, there you've learned something. But just be willing. Your main thing is when you really have assessed that this is more than you can handle, make sure you speak up and don't hurt you to save them. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, Joe, that is our time. So we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Blessings. Okay. So for those of you who are interested, www.bobbyg.com. And for everybody else, take what you like, release the rest, trust the flow, and let these good times roll. Bobby G and Gregory signing off.